And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and it's good to be here. We have Pastor Butch Paul joining me today as my co-host. And today is Monday, June 7th, 2020. I'm anxious for July. Monday, June 7th, 2021, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Mel. Then don't wish this away, because June is the greenest month of the year, and starting on the 20th or so, the days start getting shorter again, so enjoy it. Don't rush it.
I know. Trust me, I am not rushing it, but, you know, when you're 39, you have all the time in the world.
Yeah. I remember those days. I really do.
Maybe not all the time in the world, but some of the time.
I remember when 40 was old.
I don't know yet.
Oh, golly.
Hey, we have Greg Hunter joining us today, so I'm really excited about that, and I know the listeners are also. So let me go ahead and get to the market report today. We have gold. Had a nice little turnaround in gold, still moving up higher in the New York spot after market. Gold up 820 at 1901. Silver's back up over 28, even just by a penny, up 10 cents. Platinum was up $6 at 1179, and palladium is up 30 at 2920. And the USDX today was down 0.17 at 89.96. Crude oil, back below 90. Crude oil was down 43 cents, $69.19. And let's go ahead and get to the paper markets. And the Dow fell a little more than 100 points. 126, 34,630. You have the S&P down 3 points, 4,226. NASDAQ was up 67, 13,881. The bond market today, the 10-year yield, 1.56. I was up a little bit. Everybody was up except Germany. They were just down 15 points. Asia, it was another mixed bag. The Hang Seng was down. Nikkei, Shanghai was higher. So after a long weekend, things should be getting back to normal this week. We'll just have to wait and see. And we do have Greg Hunter with us now, Butch. So if you're in agreement, let's bring...
Like my opinion matters. Yeah, okay.
Of course it does.
Sure.
Unless you
does,
had something to say.
Now, I'm waiting for Greg, too. I'm anxious to hear him.
Well, I'm welcoming Greg Hunter to the program, USAWatchdog.com. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Hi. Butch. Melody, how you doing?
Hello. Just doing
well.
Great. Thank you.
Good. Good, 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 good. Lots going on. Lots going on this week. Lots going on. I want to talk about Russia. And I don't mean Russia. The fake, that they're still hanging on that fake story. I mean, all the mainstream media, because they're so in deep now, they can't turn back. They're just really propaganda. I mean, if you're there, you are agreeing to the propaganda. You're not really a reporter. Stop. Stop the whole journalism. We're reporters. They're not. It's embarrassing. You know, when I was there, I mean, CNN was very tough to get stories on. That sounds bizarre, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound bizarre? CNN was very tough. Oh my gosh, the vetting, the legal, executive, you know, the journalism, all that was just really tough to get stories on. Not now. I mean, it's just ABC was also very tough. You know, you would go into stories, meetings, you know, with scripts, and you know, every interview we did was transcribed 100%. So in other words, you turned your script in, and John Doe, okay, here's this interview, and they didn't have to look at it on video. And then we'd mark where we took the sound bites. And so then they would be able to say that you took them in context, out of context. They know that they were in context, right? So to make sure that the vetting, that everything was there. You couldn't throw any stuff, you know, the president is obstructing justice. Who says? So hey, I got a source, but I can't tell you. Okay, you got a source, but I got a document. Oh, good. Where's the document? They're going to read it to me on the phone. I don't know how that got on the air. I mean, and look at the same things with Fauci. Oh, my gosh. The emails. Oh. I mean, they financed the bioweapon. They covered up that they financed it. They covered up that it came from a lab in China, man-made. It was a bat. They made money on remdesivir, Fauci, and on the vaccines, and they stopped any treatment that could have helped you when they knew it would, when they knew it would. Peer review science said it would in many papers, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they killed thousands, tens of thousands here in the U.S. and basically a few million around the world. It's outrageous. Like, you couldn't make, Tom Clancy couldn't make up a thriller like this, which is really racketeering. It's medical racketeering. These guys should be tried like in Nuremberg. And this vaccine, they make it out like, oh, it's a vaccine. It's an experimental drug trial,
yep,
where there's no liability for the makers. It's emergency use authorization. That's what the FDA calls it. So if you see the letters EUA, emergency use authorization, that's not approved. That's experimental. That's what that means. But the long and short of it is, on one side here, we're in some sad shape in terms of leadership. And they're still, the Biden administration is going to sanction Russia and all that. You know, we just had a big hedge fund in Russia, sovereign wealth fund, $186 billion. Now, just to give you some, one of the biggest hedge funds in the world, private hedge funds, is Ray Dalio at Bridgewater. It's $160 billion. So this is real money here. And they sold all their dollar assets. Now, right now, they're also talking about using the euro, Russia. Now, this is like Bahrain not using the euro, not using the dollar. This is in like Belize not using the dollar. So, and then maybe that's why it's fallen back below 90. That's not where they want it, but, who knows. But I think we got big trouble coming. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't Russia want to do things in the euro since now they got that pipeline approved
to
Germany?
Yeah, Nord Stream 2.
Yeah, so why wouldn't they? So it's almost like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, they got to get paid in euros anyway for the natural gas and the oil products. And, this is why Trump was in hitting the crapper about this when he did, because nobody can say anything. But he was like, we're protecting you from the evil arch. This is the way it kind of, this is not exactly what he said, but this is the premise here. But we're protecting Germany from the evil nemesis that is Russia, who incidentally, at the beginning of World War II, these people, Russia and Germany were allies. Russia was allies with the Nazis, Hitler. And of course Hitler double crossed him. And so now they're allies again. And why do we have Randall Stein Air Force Bay there or whatever it is, and troops there, and we're spending all this money in Europe, and you're paying the guys. Wait a minute. You're paying the people that we're supposed to be protecting you from? You got an oil and natural gas deal with them?
Yeah.
Which is a good question, is it not? Why should we pay for that?
Yeah. Especially with coming from this administration. Kudos,
Well, listen, then this Biden's cracking down on the Russia. We're back to the evil that is Russian. He took bribes from China, but not can't say anything about them. Hunter Biden, was the bag man for the Biden family. They flew over an Air Force 2 Hunter to do business. But I think that's very telling, that all of a sudden, and Carl Icahn, we haven't talked about this yet, but, Carl Icahn is 85-year corporate raider Carl Icahn. Mr., I want a deal, I'm going to cut your company to pieces, and I'm going to make money. It's way undervalued. It's undervalued in terms of I can cut it to pieces and I can make a lot of money. As a whole, it's not really worth much, but if I cut it to pieces, I can make a ton of money on it, okay? And so it's kind of like buying a junk house, but there's some really good pieces of furniture in there, and he can make money on the furniture. And so he's putting $1.5 billion into Bitcoin and Ethereum. 85-year-old Carl Icahn. What does that say? Wait a minute. So wait, you like it at $37,000. You didn't like it at, you know, $2 or $100 or $8,000 as it was at the beginning of 2020 or $9,000. You like it at $37,000. You're going to put $1.5 billion in it. And I think that is not a greed play. I think it is a fear trade. It's not a greed trade. It's a fear trade. And the question is, what is he afraid of? And, you know, I think the only thing it could mean is they're afraid of the dollar. Look at all the negative dollar news. I mean, so we got Russia that is going to stop using the dollar in the SWIFT system. That this came out today. They're going to stop. Putin's like, hey, we're going to stop you. We're going to use euros. And then you had this fund in Russia. You don't think that they, an $186 billion fund wouldn't coordinate with Putin, do you?
No, of
right.
course not. Right.
No, that's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
And so I just think there's some awful dollar news, even though Bitcoin is down 35, it's still $35,000 a unit. I mean, and all these big players are, and I think, what if they just go into the bond market? Well, if the dollar falls out of bed, even if nothing happens, just straighten, I don't think that can happen. If the dollar falls out of bed and all of a sudden, you know, you got a 20, 30% depreciation in dollars, wow, do you really want your investment in the 10-year treasury or the 30-day treasury or a 90-day treasury? I mean, you know, the dollar could get hammered. Now, I've been saying, oh, no, it's strong and dominant and all that. Well, it is until it's not. I mean, this is a pretty deep cut. Russia's saying we're not going to use the SWIFT system. That's like, whoa. That's a pretty big deal. So I just think there's, you know, plus we're reaching the 50th year, and biblically, Pastor Butch, you can probably talk to this, we're in the 50th year, we're at the end of the 50th year of Jubilee, right, 7-7-7-7-49, 50th year, you know, slaves are released from bondage, debts are forgiven, right? What's the dollar, a Federal Reserve note, a debt instrument. What do you think about that, Pastor Butch, the Jubilee, supposedly?
Well, you know, I don't know the exact date of the Jubilee. That's in my mind been lost a long time ago. Nobody's done it for years, but it would make sense to me. Yes, absolutely. And maybe that's part of the reset they have planned. I don't know, which is going to destroy about everybody's finances. I don't know.
Well, I feel sorry for people in pensions. I mean, I don't think the dollar goes away, but I think they want it to go down. I think it's going to go down. I mean, we're bracing for this inflation. We got this 4.25 print on the CPI, Consumer Price Index, and that's with all their gimmicks. And that's the best they can make it look was 4.25%. You know, John Williams of ShadowSense.com says 11 or 12% right now. Right now, if you did it the way it was done, Bureau of Labor Statistics did it the way it was done in 1980 or earlier, we have 11 or 12% inflation. And so their number's been bouncing around, you know, 1, 1.25. All of a sudden, bam, boom, shakalaka, it's 4.25%. And they're worried about it going up, and it's seeping through everything, that even the stuff they don't have these gimmicks on are going to go up in price, and it's going to make the thing go up. But I just think, and that certainly is a hit to the dollar. Inflation is, you know, you're paying more dollars for the same amount of stuff. That's what's happening. So I just think there's some awful negative news floating around.
And Greg,
I mean,
Greg, quick, could question, be out of a quick job question, Greg.
Go ahead.
A quick question. What would you say the real inflation rate is? We know what we read. What do you, in your opinion, is the real inflation rate right now?
I don't want to give you my opinion. I'll give you the actual hard data from John Williams at ShadowStats.com. He does the inflation the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics did it in 1980. Okay. That was okay. Where, okay, price of steak last month was this, price of steak this month is this. You know, what they did was, we're not going to have volatile food, and we'll have all kinds of substitutions, and we're not going to do the cost of a house. We're going to have the rent equivalence, and, you know, we're not going to do fuel because that's way too, you know, that's crazy. That's way too volatile. So we wanted to smooth it out, okay, right? And so if you don't eat or you don't drive or you don't buy a new house, you know, the inflation rate is 4.2%. But if you do all those things, and we did it, and we go back, get back in the Wayback Machine and say, hey, back in 1980, what would the inflation rate be right now if we were doing inflation the way it was done back in 1980, and it would be 11 to 12%? That's the real numbers. That's the numbers with the, not the gimmicks, not all the stuff they added to make it look better than what it really is, to make it look less than what it really is. The real numbers, according to economist John Williams, he went to Dartmouth, he rebuilds all that stuff, just like the unemployment figures. They changed that in mid-1990. 1994, actually, you know, where you got this, you know, everybody's forced, you know, we had 3% of unemployment, and the real unemployment, if you did it the way it was done before, you know, 1994 and earlier, you would have a 23%, 4%, 5% unemployment rate. Right, we got 16 million people we're paying that to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's true. Very true.
No, that's a fact. And then we have, I mean, I went to, but back to the Jubilee. I summed it up. Something's ugly, ugly up. Ugly, 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 something's up. Because all of a sudden, I mean, there's just a big things coming down the pipe. And a lot of the alt media doesn't really get it because they don't concentrate on numbers and the economy unless something really blows sky high. Zero Hedge does, but they don't really concentrate on those kind of numbers. But I think that that is an unbelievable thing, just a signal. I'm not saying it's the end all be all. It's going to cause the markets to crash. But somebody with $186 billion to invest says they're not going to touch the dollar. And somebody that uses a SWIFT system that is nuclear armed that can destroy America and probably the whole world is saying we're not going to use the dollar system, the SWIFT system, the payment system. We're going to use the euro. And so I just think, and meanwhile we have new record highs on credit. I mean, they pay in the federal budget, which is with this crazy trillions of dollars to distort everything, and the labor market is really distorted, right? I mean, you had one of the Daimler executives saying, we can't find laborers. You can't get what? You can't find laborers to take a union auto job? But I was at Cracker Barrel this last weekend, and I'm going to meet my mother-in-law to eat. Now, we pull up in Cracker Barrel, as you see, packed. It was right. It's right off a major highway, and most of them are. And we pull up, and great, man. There's only about 20% of the cars, spaces in the parking lot taken. There's a couple places right up front. Pull right up front. Yay. Pull in. Walk in. There's people walking out. They're walking in. They walked in before us, and they're walking right back out. I'm like, what's going on with this? It's an hour and 15-minute wait. Wow, there's nobody here. Yeah, well, there's no servers here either. We usually have 15, 16, 17 servers. We have 5. What? Yeah, that's why it's an hour and 15-minute wait.
Wow.
And who knows what they have back in the kitchen? What, one guy could produce one or two people cooking for all the people out front?
Wow. Hey, Greg, we're heading into the break, so we'll get back to Cracker Barrel when we get back. Please stay tuned, listener. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TMUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have our good friend, Greg Hunter, joining us today. And during the break, we were talking about so many things. And heading into the break, we were talking about jobs. And let's continue
you're
gonna on.
You're going to cut this money off at some point.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Why don't you pick up from there, Greg?
Well, they're going to cut this money off at some point. And you know what's going to cause it to be cut off, I think. I mean, everything's groovy with the dollar until it's not. And, you know, we could get into some pretty heavy downselling of the dollar in dollar assets. I mean, you were talking about how dollar slipped below 90 now. Well, this hedge fund selling out. And this is just a harbinger of things to come. This is just I'm just watching this, you know, why is Russia in $186 billion sovereign wealth fund selling out of the dollar? And then you have Putin saying that, we're going to use the SWIFT system. We're going to take euros. And so the question is, what's going on? And then Biden is wanting to pass, Vice President Biden, because I can't call him president, is going to pass, wants to pass this big infrastructure bill. He wants to spend $6 trillion. You got people like Joe Manchin even saying, forget it. I think Joe Manchin will ultimately be forced to switch parties. I really do. I think he's going to, especially after this latest thing with HR1.
Yes.
I mean, they call him a power-hungry white dude. He's holding up white supremacy, which is, you guys are all racist, so we have a way to change all that and fix that. It's called Marxism.
Well, you know, Joe Manchin
was all about.
Joe Manchin was our governor for 8 years here, and I met with him personally on
three
different occasions. He was governor here in the state, yes, before he became senator.
I thought he wants to be governor again.
Yeah, well, he's better than one we have now, but nonetheless, I met with him three times on some personal freedom issues, and he backed us completely. So I have to say he did that quite well. A lot of things he's done I don't agree with, but overall he's a good governor and a decent senator.
Well, I think what he is doing now is that they're calling him a racist. He's for white supremacy. I think he's going to end up having to be forced to leave the party. He must be getting death threats now. He must be getting creamed at this point because he stopped this HR1, which is basically one party rule. We're going to make the voting fraud legal, and that way we can be in power forever. And he said no.
And
I think
it's because
you are from a very conservative state, and he knew go ahead.
You might want to explain what HR1 is so people know what that is, by the way.
It's basically, I'll give you the short, long version of it. It's to make legal all the illegal stuff they did to cheat on the election, which is going to come out. And it's basically to totally make the voting completely one-sided. So one party that, the communist Democrats, which is what they are, to be in power in perpetuity. And he wouldn't vote for it, just like he wouldn't vote for the end of the, filibuster. I think he's going to end up having to be forced to switch parties. If he do, he'll rue the day, because the Republicans would have 51-49.
Yeah.
I mean, if they push him hard enough, he's going to say, hey, listen, I'm never going to get another dime for the Democrat Party, and I've had enough, and I'm from a very conservative state. I might as well just be a Republican because that's what he's acting like.
It is amazing how this state is flipped.
I can't figure out the senator from Arizona, Sinema. She's also against the killing the
filibuster,
which I can't. Wow, she's pretty much commie. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. She's from a very conservative state too. You would think that they weren't. I mean, this whole Maricopa County thing is really a big deal. I mean, you've got Pennsylvania sending people down there to see how they're doing it. You've got Georgia clamoring to want to do a election audit and use Arizona because they've blazed a trail now. They've taken a lot of crap, and it took a long time for them to get it. And, you know, you have at the Republican big convention they had in Georgia, Governor Kemp and his wife being roundly and soundly just about booed off the stage. And so, I think the constituents, and what's happening is that the people elected thought, well, let's just be quiet. We don't have to do anything. And I think they're getting an earful. Every one of them are getting an earful every time they go home. And they're saying,
Why do we have you there? And what
you
is Trump going to do now? What's Trump going to do?
I have no idea. There's all kinds of talk about him running for the House in Florida somewhere, and then running for House Speaker. I don't know. I have no idea. There's also this thing working through. This was brought up by Bull Pony of all people, saying there's some big things that are coming down the pipe. There've been a lot of biblical timeline. He's not a prophet. He says, "I'm not a prophet. I use biblical timing, numbers, timelines, and not numerology, just things from the Bible, Daniel, things like that." And I don't know how he does it or how it works, but he's had some freakishly good calls on timing. On the 18th of September, he said something epic is going to happen. And that was what Rosh Hashanah, and which is the Jewish New Year. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies at 8 o'clock in the evening. We just had another Supreme Court ruling, which I'm surprised at the Supreme Court rulings that are really pro-Constitution. But he says that big stuff is coming down the pipe here. Also, all my other guests are saying big stuff's coming down the pipe with the dollar. I just had Peter Schiff on. He said the dollar's going to get under major trouble. And it's already under 90, and that's not where they wanted it. It's been above there for a long time. Biden is not helping with the economy. He's not helping with how things are running, and I think people have no confidence on how the Biden administration is working, and that has a lot to do with the dollar and our bonds. I don't know. I just see big stuff coming down the pipe, and I don't think that they're able to get this passed, all the stuff they want to do passed, fast enough. And then you have this Arizona audit, which is going to be done in a couple of weeks. I think what I was hearing reported was the error rate. They stopped reporting on this, okay? But I heard anywhere from 11 to 17% error on the ballots, the actual physical ballots. Now, that's either the whole vote flipping and the computer programs and the programming the machines to take votes away from Trump and hand them to Biden and blah, 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 and all that stuff, I think really happened. I think there's a lot of evidence, including DNI, Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, did a report just before he left office, the Trump administration, saying, foreigners hacked our elections. But I think when it all is said and done, the tangible evidence of the ballots being brought out on hand trucks and say every dang one of these ballots is false. And they were saying 10 to 17%. Well, this is 2.1 ballots. They're only doing one county. It's the biggest county in the most populous county, Maricopa, in Arizona, right? 2.1 million ballots, okay? That's the home of Phoenix and Sun City and Scottsdale and, all these, the whole area, that county. And if it's 11 to 17%, let's just say it's 10%. Wow. You do 2 million ballots and you got a 10% error rate, 10% false ballots, unfolded, unsigned, counterfeit, name it. And you got 200,000 votes that shouldn't have counted. Fraud vitiates everything. Bo Pony brought this up. He says from an 1879 court case, Throckmorton versus the United States. It was about a land deal, and it was all done in fraud. And the landmark decision, fraud vitiates, cancels, annuls everything. I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. And there's no way that Mark Kelly, the senator that was, quote, cheated in, elected, cheated in. There's no way. If you find 200,000, that's the minimum. I think this is the minimum. You find 200,000 completely. Here they are. They're fraud. There's no gray area here. This is 200,000 fraudulent ballots. Right? You get a guy who got 200,000 fraudulent votes, there's no way he keeps his Senate seat. Fraud vitiates everything. Cancels, annuls, voids. This is the Supreme Court. So then you fast forward and you see Mike Lindell, MyPillow, is saying that there's going to be a 9-0 decision at the Supreme Court. And I'm telling you, I think the axiom here is going to be fraud vitiates everything. And fraud, it didn't count. That didn't happen. The election was no election. The amount of fraud that happened in these states. What happens if we, in 2022, in those states, we redo the presidential election? Now, we're going to run that election in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Virginia was a complete fraud fest. Trump was up by, 7% early on, and he was up the whole time. Yet they gave the state to Biden, and then they basically, constructed the amount of balance they needed to get Biden won, and that's that. The ballots were the rubber band. They were the, oh, crap. And I think they weren't ready for the amount of victory Trump was going to get, because he was up by, in Georgia, 120,000, 100,000 plus, okay? Well, that cart that they wheeled, you saw the video of this cart, right? The cart they bring with the black thing over, it sat there all day long. Then they had this fake water main break, total fake fraudulent. They kicked all the Republicans. Oh, told everybody to go home, and everybody's going to leave. We're going to count tomorrow. No, they didn't. The Democrats sat there and counted. And I think on camera, it was on camera. I saw this. This was one of the presentations that Giuliani and gave to one of the many presentations of the states. There were some two or three presentations in some of these states. You had it on camera. They were running stacks about the vote. People were running stacks about through three, four, five times, because they didn't have enough ballots. So they had to run them over and over and over again to trip it. There's also some of the election workers are now being subpoenaed. There's no way this will stand. So I don't know how ugly this is going to get. I think it'll get really ugly. I do.
What's going to happen if they do find that's all fraud?
There's no way they keep their seats. There is no way they keep their seats. I mean, all you need is Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, and Biden's no longer president. They're talking about, I heard one person say, well, the only way you could do this is impeachment. No! Fraud vitiates everything. That is a tried and true landmark decision for the Supreme Court. They're not going to be able to come back in and go, oh, well, fraud doesn't really vitiate everything. No. Because the case is going to be overwhelming. The ballots are going to be overwhelming. There's going to be no debate. The ballots are going to be the big thing. That's what their key piece of evidence that sinks their ship, the ballots. And boy, don't you think when evil starts losing control of power, they're going to go crazy. That's how they threaten the Supreme Court. You know, you hear these reports, and I think they're true. And they're hard to source because you can't believe the mainstream media. But one of the things were that that was overheard was John Roberts, Chief Justice, saying, "We're going to take care of what's going to happen with all the riots when we overturn this." Well, that's not their purview. They need to rule on the law in cases, we're not going to hear them. You don't have standing. And incidentally, he lost in every case he tried to bring. Every case he tried to bring wasn't heard. He didn't lose it.
That's true.
That's unbelievable. True. It's awful.
Well, if this would turn around, like you said, this would be, riots would be, that would be the smallest of the problems.
It's going to be violent.
Yes, it is.
I think it's going to be violent.
It truly is.
I'm not hoping for that. I don't want that. But I can't imagine them guys going, oh, you caught us. We had the giant, most biggest fraud in history. And, yeah, we used foreign powers, too. And, and that's the whole China virus. You know, so many layers of this. You know, they wanted people to vote for home. They wanted an excuse for people, oh, don't go out. you know, again, they funded the lab, they made money on the vaccines and Remdesivir. Remember, Fauci has the new standard of care, Remdesivir. He had a stake in it. Of course, it didn't work. And then they covered up that it was a man-made China lab release. They covered up that they funded it. They covered up that you could do hydroxychloroquine and zinc and ivermectin and all the peer-reviewed research. Peer-reviewed research. It wasn't just a few things that came along lately. No. They had studies back in 2005, and COVID was a SARS type virus, and they found out hydroxychloroquine. I mean, the CDC had a paper that they did talking about hydroxychloroquine, all these emails that Fauci came out, talked about, yeah, it's effective, but let's not let people use it or whatever. You know, ivermectin, poo-poo and ivermectin, they withheld treatment that worked, that scientifically worked and worked well early on. I mean, these people should be tried for mass murder and also should be tried under the RICO statutes. These doctors at all these medical boards around the country, they should be in jail. These people lied and they withheld treatment that had much, much, not a little, not a couple of reports, much peer-reviewed science. You had Dr. Pierre Corey in Congress on the 8th of December 2020 saying, why aren't we giving ivermectin to people early on, long before they get to the hospital? It's a miracle drug. You will be cured, says Pierre Corey, who's with the Medical Alliance, which the team he's with has 2,000 peer-reviewed papers. This is one of the premier top scientific organizations. Pierre Corey is a critical care and lung doctor. Pulmonary doctor, expert, testified in front of Congress under oath, wrote a letter to the NIH and Fauci and everybody else there and said, why aren't we doing this, crickets? Then we got this experimental drug trial, which they don't inform people. It's experimental, and anything that happens to you, you will. There's a form on my site on USA WASAG, which goes through that you should hand an employer out. Hold on, let me tell you. You guys should get it. People are trying to force you into this experimental drug trial, and it is. That's a fact. That's not what I think. It's an EUA, emergency use authorization. Okay. That's not my. That makes it a experiment. It's experimental, and they have there's all. Go ahead.
Every time somebody talks to me about this vaccine, and I bring it up, then it's experimental. And it's like, and by this time, they've had how long in order to confirm with the FDA to take it off the experimental list? So
they should have stopped this a long time ago because of all the deaths and adverse reactions. And, you know, what we're hearing from is just unbelievable. Johns Hopkins professor says that we have natural immunity already, half of Americans.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break right here. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul and, of course, our special guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. You've covered so many topics, so many important ones, some great information, Greg. And, of course, during the break, we were talking about the vaccines and the terrible effects that the children are getting after
yes.
they're pushing it on these kids, on these children. It's unbelievable.
Don't let your kid get, that's right. That right there, a video taken down from YouTube. Don't let your kid get shot up. Don't take these shots. Don't take them. I mean, we're just finding out. The information is pouring out about heart problems, arrhythmias, blood clots, strokes, memory problems, Bell's palsy, all kinds of paralysis is going on. You have one of the Nobel Prize winner in medicine, Luc Montagnier, says that he saw the curve of the vaccinations, that the vaccinations went up, the curve of the vaccinations followed by the curve of deaths. And he's talking about how this is that this was a bad thing, that this was a something that is basically causing a mutation, and the mutation is resistant to the vaccine you just got. I mean, this is a freakish. Also, Johns Hopkins University, and this is not out in wide review, and why isn't it? Johns Hopkins professor Dr. Marty Makary says half of Americans have natural immunity. And he says, hey, listen, that in an interview, natural immunity works, and it's wrong to vilify those who won't. Who don't want the vaccine because they already have recovered from the virus. You have excellent immunity from this virus if you've had it and gotten over it. So I'm telling you, people have been duped. I mean, this, and then the side effects are going to keep happening and happening and happening. The side effects, the cancers. I had somebody, this is anecdotal now. This is somebody writing me and saying, listen, I can't give my name, but I am a medical, guy that looks at, screening. I'm an expert in screening, MRIs. And he says, we're screening to see if people have lung issues and scarring that has been treated and stopped. And what we're finding is that this vaccine is reigniting old diseases. Can you imagine that this mRNA changing your DNA is basically doing all kinds of mutations, and that's resistant to the vaccine you just got, and then all kinds of other problems that are coming from people who it has a variant. It's creating a variant. It's creating the vaccine creates a mutation, a variant they call it. That is resistant to the vaccine. Maybe that's why they need this top off, or these. That's what Dr. Michael Yaden says, who says don't get it, or this booster. This is all the booster is experiment. It's all experimental, and so far you've had enough adverse effects. Thousands of people die, hundreds of thousands with negative effects. This would have been any other drug trial. This would have been halted. Nope. Nope. This is an evil in our time. Don't get it. Please don't. And if you've had a shot, don't get it. Don't get the booster. If you screwed up, don't get the booster. So, but I on a financial note, I want to ask you, Melody, are you fully stocked with metal, physical metal, silver, gold, eagles, whatever?
I mean, items are available. It's the premiums on some of the things are just outrageous. So But there's a couple of products where there might be a week delay, and that's usually the product that has the least premium because people aren't paying the large premiums that for the American coin. So yeah, no, product is there.
Product's there. Alistair McLeod says that that won't always be the case. He's saying that that's going to be more demands put on, and that this new rule at Bank of International Settlements, BIS, he says it's at the end of this month, the 28th, the European banks have to be done with these derivative contracts. Of course, you know, you have Deutsche Bank that was interfering in the Forex market, the gold silver market, and things like that. And they're a basket case. They're the most systemically dangerous bank in the world. So there's no real wonder why they're shutting the European banks off. But then after that, LBMA by the end of the year, and then some people say, well, they just will just ignore the Bank of International Settlements. Really? Well, we'll see how they do with people actually wanting the physical metal. And they're going to be fined for using derivatives to manipulate the market. But so far, the European banks are going to be out at the end of this month. And maybe out already, which is what has given this little rise in gold here. But there's going to be big happenings happen this year in the gold, dollar, SWIFT system, change of powers. It looks like there's going to be Netanyahu's out in Israel. He might be, they call him the magician. He may be able to cobble something together, but it looks like he's going to be out.
I would think so. What? Yeah, but, in your opinion, I mean, he probably has enough power. He can still do things behind the scenes unless he's in jail, but...
Well, they wanted to jail him.
In your opinion, Greg... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
In your opinion, the year is halfway gone. What do you think gold will do before the end of the year? And silver?
Well, I think people are running from the dollar. I think the dollar has got major troubles. I don't think they would have to, in order for the dollar to be bolstered, they'd have to do two things. They'd have to stop printing money in Washington, and Biden's a first-year phony, illegitimate president, so I don't think he's going to, cut off the money printing. He wants to give away free stuff. The other thing is that they have to raise interest rates. And the rest of the world's watching us do this. There's 15 million people they still have on the dole. They're like, what are you doing? What country can pay 15 million people to sit at home and smoke weed and drink beer and play video games? What country does that?
Every socialist nation out there doesn't.
This is off the charts. This is never been done before. We never had the federal government interceding like this. And so I think there's major pressure coming for the dollar. I mean, this whole thing with the Russia thing, I know it's just one thing. It's not the one thing that will take down the dollar. No, it's not. But, boy, is that ever a big, big warning, flashing warning. Carl Icahn, I'm going to put $1.5 billion into cryptocurrencies. Well, let's tell you what. Let's say somebody came out like Carl Icahn and said, I'm going to put $1.5 billion into physical metal. How long do you think, Melody, it would take Carl Icahn, an individual, to spend and get and access and find and vet and assay $1.5 billion in gold? How long do you think that might take?
I mean, I don't know. A long time.
I would think it would take more than just a few weeks. And so, and how long do you think it might take $1.5 billion to put it into cryptocurrencies? A few days?
Click of a button.
Yeah. And so the whole gold thing, think about if you had to go out, and I think this is why, people like Bill Gates, and listen, I think he's a weasel. I think he killed people. I think he couldn't stop a virus with his stupid Microsoft, and yet he's a viral expert. Give me a break. But I think this is why he's been doing this long-term plan of buying land. People say, well, he wants to control the food. Well, he can't really control the food, but what he's doing is he's buying tangible stuff. It's an anti-dollar play. He could just sit in the 10-year trade. Why does he need all this land? But it's taken him a while to do it. You can't just wake up one morning and think, I'm going to have 240,000 acres here all across America. You can't do that in a, you know, a weekend. And I think this, it's probably harder to do than buy land, but I think, you know, going out and buy, you're talking about tonnage now. You're talking about the bar market. You're talking about having people involved that have to go out and source this, and then they have to assay it, then they have to, you know, I don't think they'll probably get it in one spot unless it's, just, you know, China and Russia aren't selling this gold. I doubt if the Fort Knox has said they're leasing it. I don't know what's going on with that. But I think it's an anti-dollar play. So I just think there's going to be really big. If you look at the inflation numbers, isn't that a sign that the dollar is cracking up? I think it is.
Absolutely is. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I think you spend. Yes. You know, we're in California. It's $4.50 a gallon for gasoline. I mean, I know they have their taxes and all their other stuff on it too. But still, I mean, diesel fuel has doubled since Biden has been in office. And listen, the Republicans and Trump spent a lot of money in 2020. They spent $4 trillion. So, you know, both parties do this.
Right.
I'm not an anti-Trumper, although I cannot figure out for the life of me at this point why he spent so much time telling people to get this stupid experimental vaccine. I do not understand that. At this point, come on, it don't work. It doesn't work, and it doesn't work well, and people got sick afterwards. There are these breakthroughs. A new word for it, don't work. And the evidence of all these adverse effects and all these deaths and all these things that happened, and then young people were getting it and they were keeling over dead, I don't understand why he didn't come out and say, wow, we made a mistake. This isn't...
Money. Give me more money. That's the only answer to all of this.
He did a great job for the country. But don't listen to Donald Trump on this vaccine. Please don't. And I'm not an anti-Trumper. I like him. So...
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want people calling me going, No. I'm just saying, listen, I am a journalist. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat. So I got to call it the way I see it. And all the facts, all the information that I can give you, and the, you know, from, you know, Nobel Prize winning doctors, his name is Luc Montagnier, who says that this is, a problem. This is a mistake. And this didn't have to happen. And there's many other Dr. Michael Yaden said, we shouldn't have done this. We should have been using hydroxychloroquine and things like ivermectin. You know, Pierre Corey that testified in Congress, why aren't we using ivermectin? Evidently, ivermectin works a little longer. But early on, we could have given people this stuff early on. We'd save tens of thousands of lives, okay? And so I have to tell you the truth. And even if it pisses some people off, including President Trump, because it's my duty to bring you the truth. I can't sit there and go, you should get this shot. You know, the president said to do it. No, I'm against what the president is saying. It's stupid. It's wrong. It's dangerous. Don't do it. Period. Amen. The end. And that's all the experts. I quoted you three or four experts just right now, just sitting off the top of my head. It's don't do it. He's wrong. He should come out and tell people, hey, we made a mistake. Hey, I had a past one pulled on me by the drug companies, that he wanted to get the economy back and thought he was going to win the election. Actually, he did win the election. He did. He won. He did. People, we didn't win. Yes, he did. They cheated him out of it, including people like Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz and all the rhinos, teamed up with him, Lindsey Graham. Oh, there's no election fraud. I don't see it. Oh, shut up, Lindsey. A little lawyer trick. I don't see it. He didn't say it wasn't there. He just didn't see it. Oh, okay. Right. So anyway, we'd be better off with him back in office, though, that's for sure. But what's coming is, I just think there's wicked things coming. And people should keep preparing. I mean, you should have some food. You should have some water. You should have your equipment in good repair. So anyway, that's that. And that's about it. It's good to hear that there's good supply out there, though. And there's good supply of silver, too, right?
Well, the thing is the supply is there. And there are limitations. It depends on demand. I mean, demand could come tomorrow where everything's gone tomorrow. But if it's a steady pace and, you know, this year is unusual because you have the changeover in the design. So they've only minted so many, before they switched over to the new design. And until that comes out, So when this inventory runs out, when it's out, it's out. And that's why you're, and I think we're getting close to the end of the inventory, and I think that's why the premiums are rising so high.
What are the premiums right now for a Silver Eagle?
Silver Eagles, you're $12-13.
Oh, well, that's you saying $12-13. So, you know, other people might be $15, yeah. $20. Wow.
American Gold Eagles, they're, how much are they over spot? They're 12% for Gold Eagles?
Wow.
A $20 gold piece is better to buy than a gold bullion coin, than an American Eagle coin. You have a better buy buying a pre-33 coin than you are a gold bullion coin in today's world.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So the 0.9967, not quite an ounce, the $20 gold piece, right?
You're better off buying it.
Because the commissions are less.
Because the commissions, the wholesale prices for the... Now, buffaloes, you can get gold buffaloes. They're a little bit better. They're 10%. But
wow.
The gold eagles... But again, that's a sign that's telling me that they're getting close to the type 1 inventory. And the premiums
what
will
that,
stay...
What does that mean, type 1?
The original design.
Ah.
Type 2 is the second coin. So the Type 2, the second design coming out June or July, probably July, I think the premiums will be high. And then maybe, depending on what's going on, they could stay high forever. But we're out of time, so I don't have any much choice about that. 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Greg Hunter. We'll talk soon. Listeners, we'll be back tomorrow.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got